now, I believe we are ready to move into our regular agenda. Let's start with item 1020, please.
Declare the second Monday in October as Indigenous Peoples Day in the City of Portland and encourage other institutions to recognize the day. Reaffirm the city's commitment to promote the prosperity and well-being of Portland's American Indian, Alaska Native, and Indigenous community.
Well, good morning and welcome. This is a great day for Portland and great day for our Indigenous citizens and for those of this state. This is an idea that's come forward out of the community and has been brought to this council for action, and I know we're looking forward to the discussion and to that action. You know, when you think about it, we don't really have power over history, but history has some power over us. History shapes the water course that our lives are lived in. And I think there's some things we can do in light of that history. We can remember, and we can repair, and we can respect. Remembering is important, and it's important that we understand history, and it's actually one of my favorite subjects and one of the things that I've been trying to do to better educate myself about the true history of this country is read some of the great books that have been published over the last few years about our Native American history. My current read, I just flew back from visiting my son yesterday. I'm reading The Heart of Everything That Is, the amazing story about Red Cloud, the leader of the Sioux, during the huge conflicts of the 1860s. Empire of the Summer Moon, about Quanah Parker, the great leader of the Comanche. I think it's incumbent on each of us, regardless of our cultural history, to try to understand the history of our neighbors, our native neighbors, our immigrants who come here from so many other countries. So it's a responsibility of citizenship, I think, to remember and to learn. And I hope we all do that today and not just today. The second thing we can do is repair, because there are still injustices and problems that flow from that history. One of the efforts underway in this community that I'm so proud of is what the Portland Public School District is doing under the leadership of Lorenzo Poe and with the support of our Black Male Achievement Initiative effort here in the Office of Equity and Human Rights, is they've taken on the fact that African-American boys and Native American boys are disciplined, excluded, or suspended or expelled four times as often as white kids. And no surprise, when that happens several times in a student's life, they're much less likely to graduate, much less likely to succeed in their hopes and dreams. So the Portland School District has said, let's cut that rate of difference between Native boys and African-American boys and the rest of the school population. Let's cut that difference in half in a year, and they're doing it. So I want to praise the good, because that's excellent work by the school district, and that's one of the many pieces of repair we need to do to make sure that this is a city of opportunity for everyone. And then the third piece is to respect the tribal communities that are here, that have always been here, and that are part of our community life today. And again, want to praise the good. I know many of us here were involved in the opening of the Tillicum Crossing Bridge and involved in its planning as well. And I think that was a high watermark, if you will, in the relationship between public agencies and our tribal leaders and communities in this state, of both planning a project and then naming the project and then providing public art for the project and then opening the project in a way that really respected that history and the role that tribes have played here in our state. And again, I know many of you here were involved in that effort. So those are the themes that come to me as I think about this issue here today. We are the home of the ninth largest Native American population in the United States. Our urban Native community is descended from more than 200 tribes. The history of our Indigenous communities is woven into the fabric of the city. It includes things like a shared commitment to environmental stewardship, which again was so evident in the Tillicum Crossing Project. So we're asking the council today to support declaring the second Monday of October Indigenous Peoples Day and encouraging other organizations and jurisdictions and businesses to join us. So I want to call some folks forward to address this. We have a list of invited testimony, but it will begin first with a song from Rebecca Kurt and members of the Klamath and Ojibwe tribes, an honor song. So welcome, and we're so glad you're here. Thank you very much. Let me call forward Seodam Edmo, who's one of the members of our Human Rights Commission, and Matt Morton from NEA. And then we also have members of the Tribal Council of the Grand Ronde here, as well as other tribes. So let's take Seodam and Matt first, and then we'll call up our tribal leaders. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning first to our elected tribal leaders within our presence, Mayor Hales, City Council. I am very honored to be here with you this morning, not only as a tribal person, but as a person who was born and raised within the city of Portland, raising children in the city of Portland, and now serving the city of Portland as a human rights commissioner. I'm Shoshone Bannock, Nez Perce and Yakima, and the village where my family comes from is Celilo Village along the Columbia River. And I'm just really overwhelmed by this first step that I see towards recognizing the legal and social foundations of what now is known as the City of Portland, and welcome you in a process to engage with sovereign tribal nations, to engage with the community of tribal people here in Portland in making the city a stronger place. So I'll just open with those comments and thank you for this step forward.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. It is a really great day to be here and to be Indigenous in Portland. It's a great week, knowing the action that you're taking today kicks off so much more from other jurisdictions within our area. My name is Matt Morton. I'm from the Squaxin Island Tribe, and I have the privilege of serving as the Executive Director of the Native American Youth and Family Center here in Portland. As Mayor Hales mentioned, we have one of the largest Native communities in the United States, over 40,000 Native people representing hundreds of different tribes from all over the country. I'm really excited to be here today, and as Seata mentioned, my hope is that the action today only serves as the beginning of the support that Portland can offer our community as we seek a self-determined strategy to live and thrive in Portland. One such strategy, in partnership with both public and private entities, is a place that provides Native Americans and Alaska Native families with the stability and support necessary to break the cycle of intergenerational poverty historically experienced by Natives living in the Portland metro area. We call it, at NEA, Generations. And it's the beginning of the way things used to be. Combining 40 units of affordable housing with a community center and early learning academy on 3.5 acres in the Lentz neighborhood, Generations offers families, neighbors, and friends the love, the respect, and the dignity that has graced so many other Portland communities, but until now has been an elusive dream to too many Natives living in Portland. In the coming weeks, I'm going to reach out to each and every one of you and ask you for your support to make this dream a reality. Together as partners, we can reduce poverty, we can improve health and wellness, and add the Native community's own fabric to the patchwork quilt of Portland success. As I close, I'd like to share with you an excerpt from the Great Binding Law, which is the Constitution of the Iroquois Nations. Look and listen for the welfare of the whole people, and always in view, and have always in view not only the present, but also the coming generations, even those whose faces are yet beneath the surface of the ground, the unborn of the future nation. That's a really tall order. And it's no wonder this law served as an inspiration for our own American Constitution. Locally here in Portland, its vision binds us together as we align our efforts and our investments with the need of both the present and future Native Portlanders. Thank you again for your action today, and it is an absolute pleasure to wish you a happy Indigenous Peoples Day.
Thank you. Thanks very much. So we have a number of tribal leaders here. Let's begin with the representatives of the Grand Ronde who are here who'd like to speak. Please come up. Thank you. Good morning.
Mayor Hale, panel. My name is Renalino. I'm the tribal chairman of the Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde. Some of our other leadership is here, is Cheryl Kennedy, our tribal secretary, council secretary, John George, Denise Harvey. I don't know if we got him. It's kind of like a test, seeing. Just seeing who's here and who's not. It's a real honor to be here today. I really want to say that. I think this proclamation of Indigenous People for Monday is really a first step forward. We took great honor in being, you know, using our language for the naming of the Tillicum Crossing. That was very unique. That day of escorting the tram across the bridge the first time, I think was historical for us. I think we are the people of this. You know, we carry the Willamette Valley Treaty that runs clear to the top of the mountains on one side and to the east and the west side to the Coast Range to the south. It's just one of our seven treaties. Huge amount of ground. Portland all lies within that. But our relation with Portland is just not to the city. It's actually to the ground. I was thinking of that. I did an interview out in the hallway. People said, one of the questions, well, when did you start working on this? And I thought for a moment, you know, when did we start working on it? And for some of us who were around at termination, I was 5 years old. We started working on it in 1954 to tell our story, because that's when the government, by a piece of paper and pencil, said, you ain't Indian anymore. And to me, you can't erase history and culture with a piece of paper and pencil, but you can do things like this, the acknowledgement of Native American people. So our connection to Portland is with the land, and as I said in my interview, you can pour a lot of concrete, you can pour a lot of blacktop, you can lay down a lot of gravel, but it doesn't change. For us, when we come here, we walk in the footsteps of our ancestors for hundreds of thousands of years, and that is really important to us. So to have you acknowledge that by naming this day is very great. And then I'd also like to acknowledge all of our other Native Americans here and that have come here for this day and that will participate on Monday. So for me, this is a very historic and moving day. I've been on our council for 20 years, and our battle to let people know what is going on and tell our story, and we've even gone as far as to create our own curriculum now, and we're working with some of the Portland schools to actually teach our curriculum in the schools. So it's a great thing. I just want to acknowledge all what you've done, and this is a first step forward, and we just need to keep going in a positive direction, not only for Grand Ronde, but for everybody. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Greetings from the Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde. Appreciate this wonderful day that's been set aside to me. It truly represents that there is a change in the hearts of people, that when people put their hearts and minds together, change can happen. And I really appreciate that is what is happening today. And for the great city of Portland to be able perhaps to be one of the first in the nation, I don't know, but to establish Indigenous Day is truly, you will go down in history showing the leadership that you've exhibited here today. I want to thank you for doing that, and especially from the Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde. Ren and I are close relatives, and our grandfathers were the ones who took care of the Willamette Falls. We were the keepers of the falls. our grandfathers were born there, treaty signers of our treaties. So I, in particular, want to thank you for doing that. We also have a couple of gifts, but I believe that John has something to say before we make the presentation.
Good morning, John.
Oh. L'chaim, in our language, means, you know, hello, good day to you. So we really appreciate this opportunity, you know, and an honor that you are bestowing upon the Native people here. I just wanted you to know that we are the ancestors of the people of this area, of the Clackamas, the Multnomah, and the Tualatin people here. And so what an honor that it is to that you recognize, you know, the Natives here in this area, you know, but also today to create a day and to also create a day allowing Native people to come and speak, you know, on the behalf of that. What a great celebration it is today for Portland to recognize that. And so as a tribal leaders that we always want to have the opportunity to have partnership with our local governments and our governments, and also the opportunity, you know, for the educational part of that, of telling you who the people are, you know, that we always remember, you know, as we are an oral people. And so that we always want to be able to tell our story and to always to remember, you know, let people remember who we are. And so in this, we thank you for this opportunity today. And we would like to bestow gifts upon each and every one of you for this, to thank you and welcome us into your home today. So
we have a picture here, and it's from taken on the Tillicum Bridge crossing, and it's a picture of our color guard.
Ah, wonderful.
Ren is part of our color guard, a veteran from our tribe, and so we also, it's customary to make a presentation of friendship, of a necklace, to all of our friends. Thank you again. It's good to see you all.
We'll find a place of honor here in City Hall for that wonderful photograph that captures that moment. I was on that first train coming across the bridge, and the excitement inside the train was palpable, just like it was in the whole community as that honor guard came across. So thanks for capturing that nice moment in our city's history. So I know we have some representatives of some Columbia River tribes here, Jeremy Five Crows, Nicole Charlie, others. Please, anyone from any of our sovereign tribal governments and communities that would like to come forward, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for being here, Commissioners and Mayor Hales. My name is Jeremy Five Crows. I am a Nez Perce tribe, and actually I'm happy to report that I'm a descendant of the Nez Perce that were banished from Oregon in 1877, and I'm happy to report that I've found a welcome home here in Portland. The Nez Perce is one of four Columbia River Treaty tribes represented by the Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission, which is based here in Portland. Several years ago, I saw a piece of graffiti art near my home on Hawthorne Boulevard, and it read, "Everywhere you are, Indians have been." And this is true. Every hill, every creek, every meadow, every forest, every inch of the Willamette River bank in the city has a story of its connection to the indigenous peoples who lived here or traveled here to utilize the resources that the fertile Willamette Valley provided. People learn to believe that the history of this land we call home began in 1492, because that's where the history books often start. The European arrival in the Americas certainly was pivotal in history. However, it was far from its beginning. For far too long, thousands of years of indigenous culture, history, learning, and wisdom has been dismissed or ignored as prehistory that has nothing to do with today. Sadly, all that many people know of the indigenous people who lived here before them is what they learned from the introductory chapter in their Oregon history textbooks. Fortunately, times are changing and we live in a different era. There's a growing awareness that this event is a painful reminder to the tribes. Actions like this Declaration of Indigenous Peoples Day helps with this healing as well as promotes a greater understanding of the indigenous people who are an important part of our shared American story. This declaration gives us the opportunity to honor the thousands of Portland citizens with indigenous ancestry, their culture, and the sacrifices their ancestors that opened this landscape for everyone. It also gives us the opportunity to educate the city citizens by learning about the indigenous cultures of this place and what they knew about living here. The city is enriched with a greater understanding of its shared history and the traditional ecological knowledge that could help further the city's environmental and sustainability goals. The land upon which this city is built molded the cultures of the tribes who called it home, just as it continues to mold the culture of Portland today. The tribes believe that we are of this land. This is true for everyone on Earth. For all of us, this land is both the source of our strength and our greatest responsibility. This might be the most important teaching that the modern world could learn from indigenous peoples' cultures and experiences. I hope that of all things this declaration brings, it is the realization that the indigenous people's story is part of all of our collective story. We are all connected to one another and to this place we call home. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Commissioners and Mayor Hales. My name is Nicole Charlie. I'm of the Taekwam Band. I'm a member of the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs, one of the four Columbia River Treaty Tribes, also a member of the Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission. Our creation story teaches us that we were created in this landscape. Our brothers and sisters, the salmon, the game, the roots and the berries offered to provide for us. And as a result, we have a responsibility to help take care of them. This relationship provides a cultural foundation that guides everything that we do. And this cultural foundation is often overshadowed by the tales of Christopher Columbus and of the expansion of the West. These events forever changed our communities, our families, and the resources that we rely on. The creation of Indigenous Peoples Day would be an important first step in broadening our cultural education for Portland citizens. It provides an important platform to educate those around us about the cultures upon which the city of Portland has been built. It allows us to share stories about the sacrifices that have been made in the name of development and highlights the struggles for a cultural way of life that defines our past and our future generations. The city of Portland has a robust and proud Native community. I grew up in Central Oregon and came to Portland for high school, stayed for college, and stayed for work, so it's my second home, and I love it. We can be found at powwows in Pioneer Courthouse Square, harvesting lamprey at Willamette Falls, and celebrating the first salmon at Celilo in the springtime. This is a great time to honor the culture and sacrifices of our ancestors that opened this landscape for everyone. It's time to share the complete history of Portland, and the creation of an Indigenous Peoples Day is one step in doing that. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Are there other representatives of our tribes here who'd like to speak? And we'll give them the courtesies first, and then please. And then we'll turn to the Senate Chief. Welcome back. Thank you so much for the honor song.
Hello, everyone. My name is Rebecca Kirk. Thank you, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm an enrolled member of the Klamath Tribes. I'm also Leech Lake Ojibwe. I was born and raised here in Portland, Oregon. I'm the granddaughter of Barbara Ellatory Farmer, who in the 70s and 1969, and from there forward, started the first Native American encampment powwow, Delta Park powwow. I just want to say one thing, and that is that I, as a Native woman, look forward to bringing my future children into a world where we no longer celebrate a man who caused a lot of pain to our Native people, but rather an Indigenous Day where we are able to celebrate and embrace who we are as Native people. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Thank you. So let's turn, please, to the sign-up sheet if we have others that would like to speak.
I have about 9 other people. The first 3, please come on up, are Milt Markowitz, Merrily Day, and Dante James.
Good morning. Come on up, please. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you, Mayor Hales, City Councilman, and particularly Hector Miramontes, for bringing this proclamation forth to make October 12th Indigenous Peoples Day. My name is Marilee Day. I'm a nurse practitioner, and I'm active in the Cully Neighborhood Association, where NEA has its home. I want to share with you a book, and I think because you love to read history, it's called The Indigenous People's History of the United States. It's written by a doctor, Dunbar Ortiz, who herself is indigenous. We found it to be really past time to truly honor the indigenous people after reading this. If we had used the paradigm of the Métis people to protect our environment, our water, air, land, and forest, for future generations, actually for seven generations, we would not be in the fix we're in right now of warm water in the Columbia and fires raging everywhere and a drought in half of the country. I urge the City Council to pass this proclamation, to honor all of the treaties and to consult our Indigenous elders whenever the natural resources are at risk, such as the fossil fuel exports and fossil fuel infrastructure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Council members. My name is Milt Markowitz, and I'm the first of this group who is not Native. My grandparents are from Russia and Germany. I want to commend you first for having this day, for doing the listening, doing all the work that you're doing. It's very incredible. I'm proud to be a Portlander. I was born and raised in Portland. I went to Hillside Chapman Grade School, went to Lincoln High School, then I went to Whitman College, the Navy, and I worked for IBM, where I was fortunate enough to return to Portland for the end of my career. And part of that work in IBM, probably the most significant work, was working with other cultures and seeing how other cultures really think differently. And it's wonderful to have the Japanese delegation here, because it was from the Japanese that I learned to see manufacturing as a living process. It's very different than is seen in most American, and something to be learned from, I think. I became a pro bono consultant after I retired, got into education a little bit, but mostly I got into sustainability. And the indigenous sustainability message was the only message that made sense to me. It was about finding balance and harmony on the earth, about having ecological integrity, social harmony, and having an economic system that was consistent with the guidelines of what's necessary to keep the ecological integrity and social harmony. So it's very different than the society that we have today. I helped a sustainability company start up and found from that work that I needed to go back to school and I needed to understand the consciousness of the garden. I needed to understand living systems, and I did. And what I found out was one of the many things, was that the theory that underlies sustainability is living systems. And that makes sense, I think, to everybody when they hear it. But if you think about the work that we're doing, you don't see living systems anywhere. You don't see an understanding of it. You don't see it taught. It's not part of the STEM standards. It's a piece of work that's really missing. And it's so present when I hear Native people speak. My current work is infusing indigenous wisdom into Western cultures. And I go about it with the following assumptions, which are a little harsh, but off the beaten path for today's celebration, but I'll share them with you. The Western world has institutionalized not being sustainable. We find that in business, in politics, in religion, in education, everywhere. The consciousness that creates a problem, like we're having now with global climate change, which is overwhelming the changes, the good things that we're doing, isn't sufficient for solving the problem. We have to find a different consciousness.
I'll give you a little more time, but you need to wrap up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I really ran over here. Current actions raise consciousness incrementally. They're necessary but not sufficient. Our desired state is homeostasis, as I mentioned, and the indigenous cultures have lived this state for millennia. So I think that the work that I would like to do, what I did when I went back to school, was understood living systems. I developed curriculum. I developed a curve of hope. I developed archetypes for sustainability. I developed a living system curriculum. And I'm not saying this to toot my horn. I'm just saying these bridges, I think, are what we need to be able to really listen to and appreciate and live the way people have lived for millennia and blend it with the system that we cherish so much. So thank you again. I appreciate your openness, listen and learn, and welcome the opportunity to share more in depth.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning, Council, Mr. Mayor. My name is Dante James. I'm the director of the City's Office of Equity and Human Rights. And besides that, as a fairly recent transplant of Portland and an employee of the City of Portland, I am truly grateful and honored that I work for the city, as the City of Portland truly leads the way in making this recognition for Native peoples today. This day is symbolic, as you can see all around you and what you have on your neck. It's symbolic. But it's also a promise, not to forget what the symbol means, and a promise to remember that this is a first step in acknowledging and creating greater awareness of Native peoples in this community and what they bring and how they have been left out of so many things. And so the promise for future generations is what I would hope that we can put in place, that this day will always mean something to everyone in the city. And so I guess as my somewhat official request, I would encourage the adoption and acceptance of this resolution naming Indigenous Peoples Day. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for the work of your office and our commission in preparing it, getting it ready for us today. Thank you very much. Okay, let's take the next.
Next three are Janet Markway Hayes, Diame, and Charles Johnson.
Come on up, please. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Buju Nishna, Diami Thomas, Ndijina Kaz, Andiwejian Ojibwe. Hello, my name is Diami Thomas. I'm Klamathan Ojibwe, and I'm a former Multnomah Youth Commissioner in 2011. I'm just going to keep this really brief. Growing up, I was never taught the real truth in school. We were taught to praise Columbus for his discovery. I think it's time for people to know the actual truth of what really happened, because something so brutal should never be disguised as heroic. Indigenous people are still here thriving. Indigenous people were here long ago. Indigenous people will be here many years after I'm gone. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson. And I think before I say anything else, I just want people to write down six letters of the alphabet. C-R-I-T-F-C. Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission. It's been mentioned before, but we're all internet-y connected people, so whether you .org that or put it in Facebook, it's a chance to learn more about the survivors of genocide and the survivors of land theft and dishonesty. Many of us, people who have migrated to Portland in the last 200 years, can say, oh, my ancestors didn't even come to the United States until after the worst genocide of manifest destiny. But we're still living on stolen land, and we're still, in many ways, blind, rude, and insensitive about the injuries that have been caused to the four tribes that are in part of the Intertribal Fish Commission and to the many other tribes along the river up past the Umatilla Reservation and throughout North America, really. So it's incumbent upon us, regardless of when our ancestors came here, whether we're first-generation Americans or Mathar Americans to do the right thing, to assist, to partner with, not assist. They have brilliant skills and knowledge that will probably save us during climate chaos, but we need to partner with them respectfully to stave off that climate chaos, deal with the incoming climate refugees that Mr. Novick is always advising us about, and make a space for true leadership for people from the indigenous tribes, and also reduce barriers to indigenous people from all over North America. We know that there are now probably hundreds of thousands of immigrants from Central and South America working very hard to help us build a great community here in Portland. And we want to make sure that we do everything in our power to reduce barriers and oppression for people whose roots go back here tens of thousands of years, and make more space for the leadership of the Grand Ronde tribe, Warm Springs tribe, descendants of the Multnomah and Clackamas people, and really know that it's not that important for us to step up and take leadership positions, but to step back and hear the voice of Native women and men to this area. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both very much. Next, please.
Was there a Janet Markley Hayes? The next three, then, are Leo Rhodes, Ed Edmo, and Idalis Riggs.
Please, come on up. You're here and still wish to speak, so come on up, please. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Go ahead. Yeah, it's Abene. She idolatrous rigs and she honan in the shlank, Lazislana Bush's chain, Tabaha dashache, Totichini dashanale, Nestuits on that Nasha. Good morning, everyone. My name is Idalis Riggs. I come from the one who walks around people born for the many goats people. My maternal grandparents are of the Bitterwater people. My paternal grandparents are of the Edgewater people. I'm from the Diné tribe of Wildcat Peak, Arizona, and I'm currently a second-year student at Portland State University. And on behalf of the Native American Student and Community Center and being Miss Naimuma, and also a community member, I've been here for 6 years. I'd just like to say thank you, and it's a real honor to be here and to have Indigenous Peoples Day, because I personally am very traditional, and I like to share my culture and my tradition, and this is a first step to doing that, to teaching others about ourselves, about our history and what we went through, and sharing our knowledge with them. And it really means a lot to us Indigenous people. And thank you very much.
Thank you. And we appreciate the student leaders from Portland State. So thank you for that, taking that responsibility. Good morning.
Morning. I'm Ed Edmo. I'm Shoshone Bannock Nez Perce Yakima. Thank you for the leadership of the city. I'm a leader also. I'm great-grandson of Chief Arimo from the Shoshone Bannock tribe. I was born on the Duck Valley Indian Reservation in 1946. My mom must have rode to my grandparents, lived at Slough, so we caught the train up. I've been on the river for 6 to 8 years and 6 months, long visit. I really commend you on this Indigenous Day project, because in school I was raised with a lot of prejudice in the Dalles, Oregon. That hat that was from Johnny Scafe, only Russians were allowed to eat in the Dalles. There were signs in the window saying no dogs, Indians allowed. Walked down the street, white boys would spit on me. I was raised with overt prejudice, you know. So I carried that hurt with me and tried to drown it in Tokay wine. I spent 12 years on the streets, slept in every door underneath every bridge except the Fremont in Portland for 12 years. Now I'm in recovery today. It's important that we help those that want help. We know that people need help, but it's good to offer these things. I know Dave Berrios, the officer of the parks, he's a kind man who's offering assistance to the homeless to get services, not to bust them, you know. That's good work that people are doing with that event to get people off the streets, to give them shelter, because it's springtime and it's cold out there. It rains a lot, you know. And I've seen a lot of death in my family. My nephew drank himself to death being on the streets, you know, so I've seen that happen. What we're talking about here is respect and tell an Indian legend. I need everyone's help. Can everyone go like this, make noise like a snake? Everyone. I know you people. I know you got a mean face, so put your mean face on and do a snake. Good mean faces. Long time ago, there was a young boy named Snake. Had arms and legs. Snake liked to run races. Snake liked to climb trees. Most of all, Snake liked to jump off of cliffs into sand. Snake didn't like anything, he would say. He always say, people, what are you going to do about that snake? He makes us ashamed to go visit. That night, when Snake was asleep, medicine woman snuck Snake's lodge, cut off his arms and legs, rubbed Indian medicine and he healed up. Everyone get your hands up, everyone. All night that night, they rolled Snake, rolled Snake, rolled Snake, rolled Snake, and sang a magic song. Help me say it, everyone. All night they rolled Snake, rolled Snake, rolled Snake, rolled Snake, and sang a magic song. Everyone get your hands up and help me say it, everyone. All night they rolled Snake, rolled Snake, rolled Snake, rolled Snake, and sang a magic song. Come on, Dan. All night they rolled Snake, rolled Snake, rolled Snake, rolled Snake, and sang a magic song. All night they rolled Snake, rolled Snake, rolled Snake, rolled Snake, and sang a magic song. As the sun was coming up in the east, Snake was long and round. You know how snakes look today? And he threw him down and he slithered away beneath people's feet. Snakes, they remember what people did to them long, long time ago. What do snakes say when they see human beings nowadays? Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we tell that stuff to have respect for other people's difference. Thank you for the respect you're bestowing on us by making Indigenous Day. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we'll suspend the rules for that. Thank you very much.
I just want to thank the council for this inducting and this putting Indigenous Peoples Day for Portland. Like the young lady here, I'm from the Southwest also. I'm a full-blooded Pima from the Gila River Indian Reservation. And that's one of the things, like you're saying, Mayor, you're reading a book about the Great Plains people, the Sioux. Well, a lot of the people are thinking all those tribes are like the Great Plains people. My people, the Southwest, you know, we do have our dances and we do have our singing and praying, but also we're about art, drawings, and pottery. When you come up here to the Northwest, you know, it's a totally different culture up here, which I enjoy going to different tribes or different areas and learning about those cultures. And that's what we need is more education, like this bringing it more on out. I am a homeless advocate, and I've always talked about homelessness and also that. Up in Seattle, I was one of the board members of a place called Chief Seattle Club, which was a Native American day shelter. I was their dishwasher, but I was also a board member. And as a board member, I was the only homeless person on that board. So they asked, what can we do for the homeless people, or what should be our mission statement? Well, I first told them, well, we need to get the drugs, the alcohol out of their system. And when you do that, they have an empty feeling inside. And so we need to put the prayers, the singing, the drumming, and, you know, all the legends back into their system. So to me, this is kind of the same way. And Native Americans, that's how they feel. They feel lost because they don't have something like this that brings out their culture and everybody helps them out with it. They do have the powwows, yes, and that does come on out. But if it's a bigger, broader expansion of the whole state coming on out, I mean, that is even better, or the whole city coming on out, that's even better. So this right here is what I'm saying is that making these ties or bringing this on out, it would make us stronger, bander, working together kind of thing. I'm also would also like to say that the gentleman that was asking about the affordable housing, yeah, I would like to get on that project, you know, to help out the less fortunate, getting in the Native Americans and helping out with that part too. And I would encourage you also to make sure that this does happen. So thank you.
Thank you.
What's your name in the record?
Oh, my name is Leo Rhodes.
Thanks, yeah. Leo. Yeah. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Are there others that are signed up, Carl?
That's all who signed up.
Anyone else that would like to speak who hasn't signed up? Then unless the council has any questions, we'll take a vote, please.
Novick?
It's a great honor to be part of this day. I grew up in a time when some people in the United States were beginning to think about the treatment of indigenous peoples. I grew up reading Custer Died for Your Sins by Vine Deloria and Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee by Dee Brown and following the work of the American Indian Movement. Years later, as I was working with the Justice Department, one of my best friends was Kalen Free, from the Choctaw Nation. And on, quote, Columbus Day in 1992 is the 500th anniversary, so there were these celebrations at the Washington Mall, and Kalen was out there with a group of protesters. And somebody from Australian television came up to her and asked her, why are you protesting? She said, well, we don't celebrate the birthdays or commemorate in any way Ted Bundy, your son of Sam. So some of us indigenous peoples don't understand why people are celebrating Columbus. There's a couple of things that one national, one local, that we can do to honor Native people that I just want to bring up. There's a move to get Andrew Jackson off the $20 bill and replace him with a woman. Andrew Jackson, and partly it's about honoring women, but also partly it's about the fact that Andrew Jackson was the guy who sent the Choctaw, Chickasaw, Creek, Cherokee, and Seminole away, the so-called five civilized tribes, away from the Southeast, forced them to go to Oklahoma against the direct order of the United States Supreme Court. So simply removing Andrew Jackson, whoever's replaced with, would honor Native people. There was a online vote as to who should replace him. I voted for Wilma Mankiller, the first female chief of the Cherokee Nation. But Terriet Tubman won the vote. She'd also, I mean, would be a good candidate. Also, locally, I apologize for not having done something about this earlier. A couple of years ago, I noticed that in my neighborhood, the Multnomah Village, there's a park, Custer Park, which is named after George Armstrong Custer. And this morning, I could visit, I did get around to it until today, I emailed the chair of my neighborhood association saying, can we initiate a process to change the name of Custer Park to something honoring Native people? An obvious choice, of course, would be Crazy Horse, because we were talking about Custer, but obviously we should take a look at some phrase or name honoring local Native tribes or leaders. So I ask you to join me in those two efforts, and thank you so much for everything everybody said today. Thanks for joining us. It's a great honor to be part of this today. Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for honoring us with your presence this morning. And some people will say that this is tokenism. It's not. It's a symbol. It's a nudge to Commissioner Novick, who I've been encouraging to submit that request for quite some time. And I've told him that as Parks Commissioner, I will be more than happy to entertain a suggestion for renaming that park. I thank the Native peoples of this area, and particularly the Confederated Tribes of the Grand Ronde under then Chairwoman Cheryl Kennedy, who in my first term arranged a training for City Council staff and for City Council members. And it was held in the Portland building, and I was walking into the Portland building with Chairwoman Kennedy, and she said, "Welcome." And I learned and came to understand that this is I stand on tribal ground, and that even though I thought of the Portland building as something that I had reserved the room for, it was in fact, I do that because of the treaties which assigned me the responsibility to do that through the treaty with the tribes, through the treaties of the 1850s with all of the tribes. And so that was very, very helpful to me to understand that. We then helped write the tribal consultation policy, which I believe has been very helpful in formulating first the Portland plan and now the comprehensive plan, and has had some significant influence in very important policy decisions, especially the West Hayden Island decision and other river protection efforts. And I need to mention right now Patty Howard, who can't be here today. She's sick, but she worked for 7 years for the Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission and has taught me a lot about the treaty rights, especially with regards to fishing and the rivers. It's a great partnership to know that the sovereign nations are continuing to look after the lands of your ancestors. The Columbus dude was not English. I am so happy he was not English, because there's so many things that I apologize for that my ancestors did, including the subsequent invasion of this country and the genocide that happened, and I am truly sorry that my ancestors did that. It gives me even more reason to need to make practical amends. So in addition to the policy changes and this hugely important symbol, which I'm very proud to support, we've been doing many things, starting with new emphasis under Mayor Potter, continuing under Mayor Sam Adams, and now thank you, Mayor Harris, for your continued leadership. We have been supporting Native peoples through the Diverse Civic Leadership Program through the Office of Neighborhood Involvement. I was very happy last week to be with Councilmember George at the Oregon Native American Chamber, where we gave scholarships to Native youth who were just so fantastic. And we support the Montgomery Youth Commission. We had a member testify here. Rebecca Kirk, our honor singer, who's so beautiful, didn't mention that not only was she a Multnomah County Youth Commissioner, she won the Spirit of Portland Award in 2010. So we have a new history of honoring our Native peoples and our sovereign nations here, and we're putting the money behind it. I appreciate Commissioner Saltzman for his leadership on the Generations Project. So it's not just the renaming and the symbolic resolutions, it's practical assistance, and we must do more. We owe a great debt, and we very much appreciate the ongoing partnership. Thank you for being present and honoring us with your ceremonial drumming and singing and being at the opening of the South Waterfront Greenway as well as the Tillicum Crossing. I'm glad that now people across our city are thinking who needs to be invited and who should be at the table, who should be honored. This resolution honors our great sovereign nations. Thank you. Aye.
Bish?
Well, I'm proud to join with my colleagues in thanking all of our honored guests for being with us today. Thank you for the gifts, and thank you for the powerful words. The last time that I spent with you was when I was invited to join you at the opening of the Tillicum Crossing. And it was a singular honor to march with the Grand Ron and the larger family of Native Americans here in our metro area to be the first to march across the bridge. In fact, ahead of the streetcar and the MAX train. And I marched with Paul Lumley and Philip Hilaire and Matt Morton and many others, and it was a profound honor. We have a shared destiny in our city. We are inextricably linked, and the next big challenge on the horizon is Superfund. We have a shared interest in restoring the Willamette, and we each have different legal responsibilities that we bring to the table, but in the next couple years, Superfund is going to become very real. And so we look forward to working with you and the broader community to get the cleanup right so that future generations can have a healthy and restored river to celebrate. Mayor, thank you for bringing this resolution, and I'm quite honored to vote aye.
Saltzman?
I also want to thank Mayor Hales and the tribal leaders for bringing this proclamation to us today. I think it's very important, and it's been a very informative session we've had this morning. I mean, it's no secret that our treatment of Indigenous peoples is absolutely shameful. This is one small way to make an amend, and an important one. For us to recognize, and I'm very pleased to support this. I also, when I first got to City Council in the late 1990s, I led the effort to create our Office of Sustainable Development, and a lot of people, sustainability is a big concept today in Portland. It's a part of our economic future. It's part of how we view ourselves. But, you know, it's often has very convoluted definitions. You ask any three different people and you get three different definitions of sustainability. I always like to keep it simple, and I think it's really building on a native concept, which is sustainability is simply living lightly on the land. I think that conveys a lot to people, and I think that's what you have helped to convey to us. So I'm very honored to support this proclamation today, and thank you. Aye.
Well, this is a great day. I'm so proud of our city, and thank you to this council for their full-hearted support of doing the right thing. I want to thank and respect the fact that we've had leaders of sovereign nations here today, and both tribal elders and youth leaders who are part of the next generation of tribal leaders in our community and leaders in community life here through organizations like NEA. Matt, thank you so much for you and your organization and all that you do. I want to return to something Commissioner Fritz said, because I think it's a characteristic of who we are as a city, and it's why this matters, and that is we are a city that is actually making an effort, being mindful about being inclusive, not just hoping that we'll get there. If I can be forgiven to returning to the analogy of the river, we can drift and hope, or we can paddle to where we want to go. So thanks to having a paddle, I will keep that in mind, that we should actually decide that we want to be a community that is inclusive, that celebrates all the amazing variety of cultures that we have in our city now, and particularly remembers and respects the native cultures who were here long before. So this is a good day, and I'm very proud to be part of this council. I'm very proud to vote aye, and want to suspend the rules for a moment so that we can just celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day. Thank you all very much. We'll take a recess for a few minutes.